Let it rain, let it snow. Here we go, start the show. Breakfast lot, take a bite. Make it right, spaghetti. Oh, no, no, no. Wait till lunch, crunch, crunch, crunch. My cereal bunch. Adamo, Adamo. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breakfast show.
Adamo,
Adamo.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Podcast. Up a podcast. No, this ain't the podcast. I will last.
Hello, welcome to the Adamo podcast.
What up?
I don't know.
What? Why'd you wake me up?
Because of you.
It's my day off, Adam. I told you I didn't want to wake up this early.
Sorry, Dad.
It's okay. Did you make pancakes like I asked last night?
14.
14 pancakes, that's right.
Mm-mm-mm.
No syrup. Only butter.
Actually, Dad, I put a little syrup on them.
You put a little syrup? I'm diabetic, you stupid. Why, you always laugh when I say I'm a diabetic, you dumbass.
Sorry, Dad.
Adamo Podcast, what's up?
What up? Yo, everybody, welcome.
That was from our hit cartoon that did not get a pilot.
Well, that's because it was in stick figure-ish animation.
Come on, that technology is outdated?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's why it was so easy for us to make that pilot.
Yeah, I think so. How much did we spend on that pilot?
$26.
Fuck, I thought it was $28.
Nope, $26. I used the $2 to buy us bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, well, anyways.
I pocketed the money, all right? Is that what you wanted to hear? You brought me on this podcast to get that out of me?
Dude,
why do I sound like I'm a robot from Doctor Who?
You don't look like
you
a robot
are.
From Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
You seem more of like my good friend. You look like my good friend Gian Molina, everybody.
What's up, everybody? Gian Molina. I honestly, I sounded a lot different pre-tape. I feel like I'm in a vacuum and I have reverb on me.
I totally feel like...
Don't you hear that in your headphones?
I totally feel the same thing.
Okay.
I was going to say, it feels like it's 6 in the morning and we've just been traveling the world.
Turn down the fancy red knob.
Oh, am I giving myself that or is that for the headphones?
Try it and see what happens.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, tweet if this is sounding differently.
Totally sounds
you
like...
You won't sound different to us.
Another
just
fourth
you.
Dimension.
Oh, cool. To me. There you go.
Ooh.
Hey,
so,
what's up?
Gian, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? Day.
How come you're so hard to book on my show?
Because I'm never around.
Why are you never around?
Actually, I'm always around. I don't know, man. I've just been busy. It's been good.
Right. I've been following you. You seem like you have a great thing going on right now.
Oh,
your
dude.
Shows.
I actually, even though I'm more busy now, I quit a lot of my indie teams. For those who don't know, in the on my indie... That could sound like anything to anyone. For the comedy world, there's UCB, IO, Improv Olymp, those are the improv theaters that are housing the comedians of tomorrow or whatever. If you're not a stand-up, you do improv. So the indie teams are teams that are just independent, not affiliated with a theater, but maybe a lot of them perform at different theaters. And I quit all of mine and started focusing on more nerd-based improv shows.
So you're a nerd comic.
I'm a nerd comic. Yeah, in fact, I love it. It's revived my passion for comedy, to be very honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What happened? I thought you were so into it.
Dude, I love it. It's just that things got really repetitive. That's when I started hanging out with Bowser, Scott Bowser, Scotty Mouth Podcast.
Interesting.
It's just a lot, a lot of the things just started getting repetitive and Funny or Die sketches, college humor sketches, they started most of them started being made for product.
Right.
You know what I mean? For the advertising dollars. And
right.
I feel like that's where everybody was trying to get picked up by Funny or Die to maybe direct a Sprite web series or college humor has their branded humor stuff. You know what I mean? And I mean, I'd always be cast and stuff in little sketches here and there or ads. I didn't feel the need to write and try and be a part of that. I wanted to create and stuff with people, but people were just focusing on that. So I never really had a group of people that wanted just to do sketches or just wanted to make web series. Like, they would either pair up with them with other people and go and try and, like, sell a pilot or, like, try and make a sketch packet, you know, and that just wasn't... At the time, I just wanted to create and see, like, I wanted to learn. I wanted to have my state, my team. And it just never happened. So I was getting kind of done with it, to be honest. In fact, I was playing more music. I was in a band with a bunch of comedians called the Cotillionaires. Really awesome music. And just kind of got focused with that. You know? And then I came back once I started doing nerd comedy.
How long was that break for?
I mean, I never really, like, left. I just wasn't doing a lot of videos. I wasn't writing. I was just doing random improv shows that no one cares about, you know? I was running a show called The 11th Hour Show, which is I was really proud of it. Like, it's a really awesome indie venue. But, you know, it got boring. Leaving that team was hard, but I couldn't do it anymore. I didn't want to. And now I'm revived doing these shows, and I love it. I love it.
Welcome back, Gian.
Yeah, I'm back.
So, yeah, man, I've known you for a long time now. And when I first met you...
Yeah, we haven't done anything. Like, I was a part of your show, the Adam... What was it? It was the Adam Shankman TV show,
The Adam Shankman special.
Special. Okay. And I was your hype man for that.
Right.
That was a fun bit. That was a fun sketch.
Man. Wow, we go back.
Yeah, dude. Wow. Alex Misurobian.
Alex Misurobian. Shout out to Alex Misurobian. I never say shout out, but I said it.
I miss that dude, man. Like, I miss him. A lot of those people that, like, were part of that cast, like, that was a fun time. You know what I mean? But, like, I think I'd reached out a couple times too, but, you know, because you're a busy man too, man. You're busy.
I'm busy. Tonight, I'm a little bit, really, I'm really busy. A lot going on in my head tonight. So,
what's going on? I mean, the topic of conversations.
I mean, right now I'm just going through a little bit of a good time career-wise and a hard time with the ladies, Gian.
Dude, I saw a YouTube video of you trying to get a woman off YouTube. Is that accurate?
It was the Adam Shankman's looking for a wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was good.
I saw
man.
Like three videos of that, and then like didn't see any more. What's up?
Dude, we've done 10 minutes, yes.
10 minutes?
Never say that, but yeah. Just this is interesting. This is going, I mean, damn, man.
Don't doubt yourself, man.
I don't usually.
I thought you were doubting yourself, like, this conversation is interesting. Whoop-dee-doo.
No, I don't really do that. It's just that I'm really nervous because, you know, there's some cute girls around us.
Yeah, there are. There's a big wall and glass, right?
Right.
In between us.
Right. So what do you,
since they can't hear us.
I mean, they can't
hear us. What would you do to them if you got a chance?
Oh, man.
We're spying on you guys.
Oh, Peeping Toms.
Peeping Toms.
Ooh.
Well, they're listening, so, Adam.
Yeah.
This is your chance to, like, you know, put your best foot forward and woo them.
Yeah.
If you could woo them through the glass, then you're in.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but how would we have to woo these girls from the glass? That sounds like a great game.
By the way, I'm going to pitch that to Fremantle and hopefully sell that on NBC.
Damn, you are welcome.
Wooing through the glass.
Stripper butt dance.
There you go.
Butt dance.
Jiggly butts in our faces.
We could do that, but there's no video. There's no video here.
There's video right behind you.
Are you serious? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Anyone on the internet can watch you.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't know that.
The world.
Oh, man, I'm in my underwear. What the hell? I acted like your penis was out.
Just don't tell any of those female guests of yours, Adam.
Oh.
What's that one website where what? What?
I said just don't tell any of your female guests about the camera.
Oh, yeah, right.
It'll ruin your cover.
Yeah, so what's the story with this, your friend of yours?
Hey, yeah.
This is Mary.
What up, Mary?
What up, Mary?
Our guest in the studio. Have her come in the studio.
Yeah, have her come in the studio.
Yeah, we have our first guest. Check this out.
We'll
first,
bring her in there.
All right, here she goes.
First day on the job, and check this out. I already booked the guest.
Right.
Heck yeah. So, Adam, like, I think you're a very good-looking dude. I think you should do well with the ladies. Hello.
Hey. Hi. So,
here's our guest.
So here's our guest. Here I'm. All right. So I found myself again.
Okay.
I found myself. John, you got to remember my show. Okay. I've been very shy tonight because I didn't find my vibe tonight. I usually do well with women, and this is now where we have to step up.
There we go.
And so let's make this.
There's a woman in the studio.
Yeah, I get excited with women. I'm a 12-year-old boy inside my.
Most of you are.
Wow.
Even if you're 13, you're 12.
Really? Introduce yourself, guest.
My name is Mary. I'm a girl in the studio.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Thank you. I do okay.
You do okay.
I drink a lot of water.
Okay, awesome. I thought you meant like with compliments. Like, I do okay.
I do okay. Don't pile it on too thick.
Hey.
So did you come to the studio tonight just because you heard Gian was going to be on the air?
I heard that, yes. And I heard that there would be bottles of water and smiling faces.
Yep. All provided
by. So I got on that train.
There you go.
So, Gian, are you single?
I am single.
And Mary?
I'm not single, no. But I'm a single person in the world.
Okay. Hold on a second. Is that but?
Let's play a little game. We're into the role of things.
So, hold on. Are you seeing someone? Are you dating someone? Are you a long-term boyfriend with someone?
I'm a long-term boyfriend of someone.
Ooh.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I have a boyfriend. I have a girlfriend. I have a dog. I'm a people person.
Okay, that's vague.
Yeah.
That's vague. So you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend?
No, I just have a boyfriend.
You just have a boyfriend, okay. I'm asking you questions to get to know you. So you have a boyfriend. How long?
Okay,
if you're making up this boyfriend, you have to have all the details
ready. His name is George Glass.
George Glass.
His family's from Cuba.
And he's a mannequin at a store.
Yeah, exactly. He comes alive at night.
Most of us do. So, boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Jared.
Jared. Mm-hmm. How long have you been with him?
I think six months.
Dude, longer than 6 months, we partied it up on New Year's. How long ago was the New Year's?
Way more than 6 months.
That was January.
What month are we in now? What number?
So 8 months?
Eight months.
But you guys were rolling strong when I got.
We were rolling strong, were we? Yeah. I don't know. It's weird when you get older, you don't really have anniversaries. Or I don't. I mean,
months don't matter.
There's people.
Yeah,
that,
like
people
that I feel like if you get to a year, then maybe you're like, oh, we started dating in September, so September 4th is when our 1 year anniversary.
Right. Okay.
Is. But
like
month to month, it seems kind of.
Right.
I don't know. Kind of weird. Like I can never remember. I know it was after Halloween and during Christmas.
After
when
Halloween,
we started dating. Yeah.
During Christmas, how'd you guys meet?
We went to high school together, and then.
Oh.
I didn't see. I was married for a long time, so.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, so I obviously wasn't dating, and then.
I was married, so I wasn't dating.
Yeah, so I wasn't dating or anything, and then it's pretty much when you become single on Facebook, you get a lot of people that come out of the woodwork.
Oh yeah,
and start asking women. Questions. Well, I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure, but that was my experience. Was that
right?
It became kind of.
The
all
Mary single train.
Yeah, yeah, it was like
it's
two
like,
tickets
hey,
to ride.
Finally.
Hey, I heard that you were single, got divorced. Congratulations. You want to go to coffee?
Well, the best one was I did go out with a guy who asked me out over Facebook, and I went to the movies with him, and he bought concessions for himself, didn't ask me if I wanted anything, and just started power walking to the theater, which is fine. I can buy my own stuff. But then when the movie was over, he had greasy popcorn lap from the grease and the butter and the popcorn. So he just had like a khaki tan stain, like wet pants. And
oh
he got mad at
God.
Me like it was my fault. So then I was afraid of men in general for like a good month after that.
That guy? Oh my God.
Yeah.
You should have had Adam or I. Adam, we could have launched.
You guys would have bought me some Juju Bees at least at the movie theater.
Girl, I'd have bought you each kind of bonbon. I don't know why I had to go like super like.
Girl.
Did you just voice it? You do a lot of voices as
I don't,
well.
I, you know, I'm trying to.
I want to hear some of those voices.
I'm auditioning for Adventure Time soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to do a voice?
Maybe. I can do. I mean, we started with one. The focus just shifted on me. Juju Bees now to like, whoa.
It's because you brought out the Tyrone voice.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Girl.
Yeah, I do. I'm like, you see, like, I don't know how the audition process for them is going to be.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if they're going to be like, you are a cupcake. Talk like a cupcake. How would a cupcake talk? Or like they're gonna give me like, well, if we're going to draw you, we're going to draw you as like a big mud pit. Mm-hmm. Then, because, you know, like Adventure Time, they have faces on everything. Or like a little toaster could be a character. Or it's such a great show. I love that show. So I'm like, I'm just going to go with what it said, and then I'm just going to go into a voice.
Okay.
So let's practice. Let's pretend we're in the audition room. you're going to just give me... You watch Adventure Time, right?
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. How about... Mary?
So you want us to pick a
character? How about beanbag chair?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, beanbag chair.
Hey, Adam. Come sit down, man. Adam. Hey, why are you at the dining room table, man? I'm more comfy.
All right.
Thank you.
That was a little creepy. Yeah. In my life.
It didn't sound that way. It sounded like, whoa. All right.
I saw you like transform in front of my eyes. This like beanbag guy.
You sounded more like a beanbag chair than any beanbag chairs ever sounded to me.
Right. I just imagined well that.
So right now we are at the Adam O podcast at Santa Monica City College.
This is our pledge drive, so please donate.
I'm your host, Chad Chuckles, and you know me, ladies on campus, it's Chuckle Hour. I have a college superstar athlete on our show tonight.
Here's the Cypress Community College
from
Radio.
Cypress Community College, and please welcome Roger Elliott. Hi, Roger.
Hello.
How do you like going to school at the City College?
Well, you know, my parents are deciding to possibly just have me experience poverty for a second.
Oh no, but this is a really rich community.
Well, maybe for you, but you know, we go to the Hamptons for the weekend, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm in a pottery class, and I'm sculpting a bank.
Really?
Just a big bank vault.
A big bank vault.
Out of ceramic.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and I'm very quite interested in the women around here. They're very eager to get pregnant.
Yeah, well, they like chastity.
Why is that? They want to get pregnant. It's like a baby is a ticket to the FAFSA form. Because if you have a baby, you get paid for classes.
You do here at City College.
Oh no, yeah. If you get financial aid, if you have a kid, if you have like four kids, there's your year.
Mm.
So I've been helping out some of the ladies.
You've been helping out.
I've been humping. Is that what you kids call it these days? Humping?
Oh man. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. What's the name of the station? City College.
Cypress Community College.
So, all right. So, Gian,
that guy was an asshole, by the way.
Where exactly are you from?
I'm from Long Beach, California.
Really, not too far from here.
No, not at all. Are you Google mapping me?
I'm Google mapping
you're
you
not
right
that
now.
Far from here. Takes about 12 three buses right to get now. To your house.
So what's up with your college humor? And I just want to ask you a question about your Bukowski short you did.
Oh, yeah. With Will Mayer.
That Will Mayer was in the Bukowski short?
Not the Bukowski. Sorry. Wow. He was in the Werner Herzog short.
Right.
I'm very astute.
So that was actually for college humor?
No, actually, that wasn't. Was it on college humor?
I don't know.
Adam, whose IMDb page are you looking at?
So, all right. So,
I did. It was Seth Dalton. He did a Charles Bukowski, like film festival, and we did the Little Tailor.
What did you play the?
We.
You play the,
I didn't. No, I didn't play the Little Tailor. I was in the Little Tailor. I was in the Little Tailor, and I was being measured for a suit, and then he chokes me. That was my whole role in the thing.
And who was in that short film?
How can I get a copy of it? I want to see it.
I don't remember their names.
I'm a huge Bukowski fan. Yeah, so I want to see that short.
I think it's on Vimeo.
Yeah.
I have my laptop up, so let me do some research.
How's it going, Adam?
Yeah. Very good, Jeremy Howe. yeah, it's good. It's
you got the giggles.
I do. Gian's a funny guy.
Who is currently... Okay, it's on IMDb. Oh, no, it's not on IMDb.
If it's online, I'll find it. I didn't know if it was accessible
it
or not.
It should be online.
Do you just type, like, Bukowski short, Little Taylor?
Possibly, yeah. If,
Google that.
If it's not on there, I will send you guys a DVD.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, they were in a film festival. We were in a couple film festivals, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
That's not funny. Now I'm questioning. Am I really funny? I'm going to quiz you.
Okay. Who played Harry in the movie?
I don't remember their names. Justin Dre?
Good.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
You remember.
I don't remember. Come on. It's
why do you like Bukowski so much?
It was directed by Seth Dalton.
Why do you like Bukowski so much?
I like the way he writes. He writes very simply about ordinary lives, and he's a Los Angeles writer. And so, Adam, how come you're so giggly? There's Chickster's little toy.
I love Chickster, by the way.
Everybody loves Chickster. Why are you so giggly, Adam? Tell me what happened. What's going on?
What's going
on in your life right now?
Just been having a great day. What happened that it's so great?
I'm always shocked when someone has a great day. So tell me how that happened.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often these days.
Well, maybe it's just because I am in the Truman Show.
What?
Today was just programmed to be a good day.
What?
Whoa. I would love it if you were in the Truman Show because then I'd be working right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'd book something without auditioning, which is awesome.
A real Truman
full-time
show.
Acting gig.
Exactly. It'd be like, if I'd find out who the Truman Show guy was, I'd be like, I'm going to be his best friend. I've been on TV for as long
as I can. Truman Show.
As long as I can. Until they do a spinoff. And it's,
I feel like Rick Shapiro right now.
Oh, yeah, what you did. Come on, Adam. What are you talking about? Huh? I just want to keep killing myself. That's Rick Shapiro.
Yeah, no, my day was good. I think it's just because I...
Well, what happened? Tell me what happened. You woke up and the sun was just shining.
Little birds addressed you in the morning. Sounds like a great day already.
I dressed up like a bird and I sang at Adam's shoulder.
Yes.
No, how was your morning, man? Answer the question. You deflected the one question that he's asked.
Okay, so I had a meeting this morning.
All right.
And I took the bus.
So in Hollywood, when someone says they've had a meeting,
that means they're going to lunch.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
but that means, you know, you're working your way to get your big break, right?
You're
right?
The funniest guy in the world.
He's the funniest guy in the world now?
Just the way that was like, that was great. Yeah.
Well, that's what that means here, right? I mean, you're meeting with, you don't just have a meeting. You have a meeting with somebody that's going to make something happen for you.
Usually if it's said, I'm in a meeting or I'm going to a meeting, it's usually like a sketch group or
it's AA.
Your improv, or it's AA.
Nice.
Or it's AA. If the person who says the meeting like name drops it, that's when you know it's a joke because they want to name drop it.
Give me an example.
Oh man, I had a meeting with CAA today, it went awesome. I think they're gonna sign me. Which means they're gonna hold off on you for a little bit and let you test other options. So but if they go like, I just got a meeting. If someone just like blows you up like, oh, I can't do it because I got a meeting, that means they are having lunch with someone, or they're going to meet with their improv group, or they're not really having a meeting. They're meeting up with someone, but they're making it sound important. Mm. At least that's what, when I do it.
Or they come up with like a phrase, like I had a roommate that she was like a WB actress kind of girl, like that's what she always went for, and she'd always say she had a lot of things cooking. And whenever she said that phrase, I always knew, like, no, you've just been home all day eating Cheetos and chain smoking.
Hey, you know, I just...
I know all about it.
I have a lot of things cooking.
You have nothing cooking. Because if you said, if you did have something cooking, you wouldn't have the time to, like, fancy it up with a little phrase like that.
Yeah. People who are busy don't have time to...
I can't imagine ever saying that in my life. Like, oh, just a lot of things cooking, a lot of things on the back burner.
You know, I'm just laying all my ducks in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just lining them up. What a day.
So tell me about your meeting, Adam. I want to know. I mean, I guess you don't. There's certain information you don't want to give out. You know, some of these meetings are super secret. But it went well.
Secret. It wasn't necessarily like a secret. It was just a good meeting.
Yeah, can you tell us about it?
He's a little bummed out right now. He's a little bummed out because we found out our female guest had well, she thought it was 6 months. Had a boyfriend since Halloween. And she's obviously pretty, and Adam's directly diagonal from her.
Yeah.
And did you say obviously? she just lost some beauty right there.
That's just nice to hear. But I don't want you to be nervous.
Hey, you shouldn't be nervous. She's never. She's taken. Yeah. There's nothing to ruin. You could only win her over. You could only make her want to break up with her boyfriend at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the only place that can... It's either just neutral because she's taken, or...
You could gain a new lifelong friend.
Oh, yes, you could.
And we need more of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually do think she's cool. Before I even was considering asking her out, I thought this was a cool person that I wanted just offhand. We met on the street.
You do.
Yeah. In a totally random situation. Okay. Outside, right before we got into the studio. And she's just immediately a cool, down to earth person. Both of the ladies, actually. But, you know, here's the thing. Sometimes, especially guys who. Look at the engineer laughing. When we talk to women for the first time, I guess you can't help but to flirt. But know that it's not always like hitting. Like, you know, we're not hitting on you all the time. I mean, sometimes we are trying to get to know you, but that usually leads into, wow, I really like this girl. She's single. Well, I want to continue this. Let's ask her out.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, it shouldn't stop, even if she's married or taken or if she has a boyfriend. If you guys had something fun, you should continue that. Just there's a boundary up right now. And until there's a wedding ring.
Right.
you shouldn't try and break it up, but like, that doesn't, you know, be yourself, be you, because anything could happen tomorrow.
So you're a comedian?
I mean it sounds ridiculous, but I appreciate comedy and stand-up, and I mean sketch comedy.
You got a handful of characters up your
sleeve.
I don't have a handful of kids up my sleeve, but no, I mean, like, I don't know. I like doing voices and impersonations, mainly just to make my mom laugh and my sister laugh.
Oh, well, that's how they start. I mean, most of the best impersonators are just like, yeah, I just did it because my brother loved them. You know, like, that's the best way. So would you mind hitting us with some? To put you on the spot, I was put on the spot?
Well, I mean, I can do, like, the one that, because I brought up my mom, like, the one I always do to make my mom laugh is... Liza Minnelli, like, fighting her way out of a situation.
That's amazing. You got to now deliver that. Let's do it.
Okay. Like, if she was at, like, a bar, and she keeps hitting on different, you know, men and women, and the bartender is telling her she's getting too sloppy, the bouncer's telling her to leave, she's like, "My good sir, I just need to know how many children you might have, because I have a child, and I have a mother. Perhaps you heard of her, Judy Garland? Sir, praise be to my mother." And I can't do it anymore. That's the voice. It makes my mom laugh if I chase her around and do it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like at the grocery store, like follow her around with something. And
that's awesome. Like, that was great.
Like raw chicken, yeah.
With raw chicken, too?
It's hard on the spot. That's why some people don't want to be like actors and actresses and stuff, is because it's like you don't want to be, or you can't imagine being put on the spot and doing the silly shit that, or the silly things that you do in your own.
You can cuss, Mary, and it's encouraged.
I can say shit.
You can say so many shits.
FCC ain't nothing to fuck with. Skid Row Studios. Dunking that dumb shit.
Dude, Mary, I remember New Year's Eve, we were drunk, we were partying, and you did some pizza lady. Do you remember the pizza lady?
I can do pizza lady. Yeah, this is actually this is a real woman. She exists in life.
See, that's an original character then.
She was my boss at a pizza place in North Hollywood where I used to, it's still there, but I mean, she's this Chinese woman. She and her husband had this dream to have like one of those pizza places where they have like goat cheese and prosciutto on the pizza, but it's in North Hollywood. I mean, it's the kind of area where it's like nobody in North Hollywood cares at all about fine, fresh goat cheese on their pizza. Or not mostly. But she's this Chinese chick, and her name is Angela, and when she called me for my interview, I'm not even kidding, this is how she sounds. Hello, Mary. This is Angela, Artisan Pizza Kitchen. Want you to come in maybe for interview. Maybe you have what it takes to work with me at the pizza kitchen.
There's a gun to my head.
I'm not even kidding. When I got the, I mean, because it was a Craigslist ad, so when I called back, I didn't know what the ad was for. I didn't know if it was a joke. I didn't know what nationality she was. She sounded like she was like
Eastern European.
Pan-ethnic.
Yeah, it sounds, to me, the way it sounds is very Eastern European.
She sounded, yeah, and she's a tiny, tiny little lady from Shanghai. And
I'd like you to come to Pizza Town and apply for the job.
Mm-hmm.
So did you get that job?
Yeah, no, I definitely got it. It was the place was just opening, so, I mean, basically they needed anybody to work there.
Oh, wow.
And
it was you.
And it was me. I worked there for a while. I used to call and prank call the girls that I worked with and pretend to be Angela, but have some reason why they needed to come in and close the store, like either being on acid or being involved in like a brawl or something. Or
did you fire? You should have fired some of your friends.
I did. I did tell one girl that she had to come in when it was her wedding weekend. But her fiance got on the phone, and so it was like he was so mad, and she was so stressed that it became like.
What if like they broke off the wedding right in that conversation?
It'd be my fault.
Like, it'd be your fault, and you're just like, ha! I nailed the voice.
Not much, man. Just going.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Come on, buddy.
Hey, you exhaled out of that blue thing, right?
I think everybody knows why Adam is the way he is.
That
right
blue
now.
Thing we gave you.
You know.
That was the thing to make you extra high. You actually exhaled out of that, right? Or you inhaled. See, if you inhale, it makes you extra high, because from everybody smoking out of it, if you inhale it, it's like getting like 3 times or 4 times the high.
Like pure THC straight.
Is that what happened?
Lungs. Yeah.
Because you're not saying very much. It's your podcast show, and you're not saying anything. And you look really confused.
It's because
you don't know where you are.
You had a great day, dude.
You just look really nervous. And
yeah, no, I just got really.
You got
really, really high.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played a little piccolo.
That's what it looked like.
Jazz flute.
No, it's all good. I'm just having one of those days. I guess I just.
Are you emotional or?
Yeah, I just saw, you know, it was my dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
A roof. It's a little roofy.
Wait a minute. Are you gonna slip that in one of our bottles? Is my little dog roofy?
No, I'm just. I don't know what's going on with me. I've been having a little bit of
I know what? Like, I hate to say that she bummed the show up with her relationship.
Right.
I totally did.
Like it took a nosedive from there. Like, because, you know, the game of wooing girls through the glass. I mean, there's one. Are you taken?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. She's taken as well. So, Adam, there's nothing for us in this room.
I do always enjoy a man jiggling his butt in front of glass, though.
Okay. You've lost that one.
When's your next show, Gion?
This Friday, August 31st, Drunkards and Dragons.
Right.
You know, that's what I meant. Like, going back to earlier, to the nerd-based shows that I do, I do a D&D LARP, drinking game show. It's one of the best shows I do. Like, we dress up like Renaissance Fair people, or like LARPers or whatever, and we do an improvised quest, almost like a Lord of the Rings kind of movie. And then we have an inflatable 20-sided die. And then every time we roll it, the audience drinks. And it's pretty awesome. And it goes for an hour.
How big is the die? Is it like
it's
baseball
huge.
Size?
It's huge. So it's like instead of like a small 20-sided die, it's like a huge one. And when we roll, everybody yells, huzzah, and chug.
Huzzah. Bam.
It's awesome.
Bam. Bam, booty, bam.
Bam.
Bam, booty, bam.
Bam, boom, bam. Bam, booty, bam. Bam,
boom, boom. Bam. This is a story about a guy. Bam, bam, booty, boom, 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 bam. Boom, boom, bam.
And he can fly. Yeah. But he couldn't die. He's like Jack Harkness. Look at this bitch. I'm going darkness up in here because I'm high like a kite. Oh my God, get on the mic and get on your podcast. Do that right. Skid Row Studios all night. Disco ball spinning.
800-893-9562-9562-800-893-9562. What if that was the real ad for Skid Row Studios? Yeah, there's like Jamaican band playing and shit.
9562.
And they're like, 800. It would be the worst fuck. I would see that at like 9 in the morning. Fucking shit.
I would love to do the.
And I would be around Bowser and he'd be like, 800-893. Dude, let's go to Skid Row Studios and get big. And then the kids would be like, hey, this is 1981. This is Skid Row Studios. Do you know in 29 years, this is going to be.
There's a caller?
Oh, yeah.
What? Hey. Awesome.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, dude? Totally, man.
Hello, caller.
You guys are rad, man. Keep talking more about yourselves. I want to know everything about you. What else? What is your best?
Are you being condescending, sir? Are you being condescending? Are you saying that
we're... Can I hear some more... impressions from that broad on there too.
The broad. Oh,
the broad. The broad. Hey, sometimes a dame. Hey, she's sometimes a dame.
I feel you, bro.
Oh my God.
Caller, what's your name?
Dude, can you tell me what your best bid is again that you think is so good, and can you do it?
Who are you talking to?
Which one are you
Come
talking
on, man,
to?
This is radio. You got to do it, man.
What do you want us to do? We don't know.
I want to hear another rad impression, and I want to hear how good this guy is again.
How good this guy is again.
Oh, my God. All right, so rad impression, and then compliment me, Adam.
Okay.
So go for it. Rad impression. Hey. You have someone else?
I don't know, Adam.
Broad in the room.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Adam just hammered the...
the chick is all pissed off because I said broad.
Oh, no, she's flabbergasted. Not necessarily. I don't really have like a bevy of...
So what's your name, caller? Hello, caller. What's your name?
I prefer to remain anonymous.
Can we call you Steve, kinda?
That's my best comeback when people say that. I always say I just want to be anonymous.
I just prefer.
I always think about stuff. And I go, well, that's the way I want to answer that question. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, guys, I'm going to drop out, and I'm just going to listen in. Thanks a lot.
No problem, caller.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Rad.
You're rad.
You guys are rad.
Skid Row Studios. Skid Row Studios.
You guys sing the phone
dude, number. I love it when you sing stuff, man. Keep singing some more stupid shit. I love it. Yeah,
that's what my dad calls it. I love it. There's a broad in the room. There's a guy.
All right, I'm going to go jerk off now. Goodbye.
Go jerk off, buddy.
Okay, so he was a nice guy.
Was he?
I don't know.
He had one of those build-up laughs.
I felt like he was imitating my laugh, which was brilliant because I got a laugh at that. So he was good, whoever that was. It's in the psyche. You got to understand people. Right. Get on their level. Right. They're dominant. Be dominant back.
His
this
laugh
guy
was a scale.
Easy. Easy to figure out like that in my mind.
Yeah,
I get everything he said. So like, it's just interesting how he handled it.
He kind of summed it up.
Because he summed up my laugh.
Yeah.
That set the mood for the show.
Yeah. I love it, like, after calling her a broad, he's like, oh, did I piss off the broad because I called her a broad?
I kind of want him to call back, actually.
Like,
I want to, like,
battle axe fury.
He's jerking off. He's not going to call back.
A character contest with all you guys and him.
I think that's what he wanted. I think, like, so, too. He wanted that online, and we failed him.
Yeah, I mean, I never.
Let's do some improvisation, since all that's right. what I love to do.
All right.
So, Broad here is going to create a character, and you're going to create a character, and I'm going to create a character.
Okay.
All right. And let's go to our lovely lady behind the glass. Give us a location where you want these three random characters to appear.
Let's go to a hotel swimming pool.
Hotel swimming pool. All right.
We're getting a phone call.
We're getting a phone call right before our improv scene. Caller. Good. Maybe we can chime in. Caller.
Hey, what's up? You guys wanted me again?
Yeah. Oh man, I was trying not to be rude and let you go jerk off, but like, yeah. Well, welcome back.
Some people can't jerk off unless they're on the air.
Oh man, you make me hyperventilate.
So we're gonna do an improv scene, and with three random characters. Could you? So far, we're in a hotel swimming pool. Can you add to that?
Oh, dude, this sounds like it's gonna be totally hilarious, dude. All right, let's do it. Let's do this.
This is you're gonna help us make it hilarious. So, what else do you want to add to the scene before we start it?
Okay, what's the scene again, bro? I love actors.
So it's everybody loves
so
actors,
not
right?
Annoying.
They're so not annoying or not worthy of things.
Not like just desperately needing attention.
Right, needing attention and also not working. And
okay,
living off their parents.
Let's
so we're all gonna be a random character. So we're all gonna pick our own characters. We're not gonna know what it is yet. Our location is at a hotel swimming pool. Now you can add any element you want on top of that, and we'll incorporate it in this scene of three random characters.
Okay. There's a hotel swimming pool.
Yes.
I wanna be the guy that laughs like this.
Okay, you're not in the scene. You have to just help us get there.
Oh, man, this is too complicated, man.
No, it's
not. I don't think I got it, man. I'm not a pro like you, dude.
Name a scenario.
Yeah, just
you're making
either,
me intimidated, man.
I'm
feeling intimidation right now.
I just think that I think that's the need for masturbation. So it might not be. It might not be. No, you don't have to be embarrassed. All you need is just add an element. Give us a situation.
I have a situation. We have this caller, and he needs some help and encouragement to get his masturbating done. So maybe
there we go.
Your characters can kind of encourage him along on his mission, and we can all come through this together.
That sounds good.
I want to know how Adam Oates' day went. So I want to know about that meeting.
I do too. I guess we'll get to that after this. This 3-minute sketch.
Can't get a straight motherfucking answer, you know what I'm saying?
He'll get an answer. Adam's day was super interesting, so he'll tell us all about it right after this.
It was a good day.
Hey, man, I don't like this game. It sucks, man.
We haven't even started.
No, man.
No, man.
What's
come on,
dude? What do you want to... All right, maybe
we
should...
Swimming pool hotel.
Cool.
The guy in the swimming pool needs encouragement to jack off.
All
right.
Right? Yes.
Okay. And then little children walk in. And then you go.
Okay.
All right, and
you're
go.
You're the little children.
All right. Oh, my God, Mommy, what's going on over there? Oh, my God, he's holding his pee-pee.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Mommy, he's holding his pee-pee.
No, let's have the girl do a character now.
You guys are sick.
That was amazing.
You guys are sick. Adam, what kind of show is this? Jesus Christ. I mean, I tried to tune in to listen to a show, and I hear this pedophile.
All right. We hear the girl impressions.
Dude, you're the one whacking it in the pool, so
these guys are. These guys have good impressions. Wait, I want
to
hear her.
Don't talk to a man like that.
I said, give her a scenario.
Tom Likas. That's how you talk to a woman right there, kid. You never forget that.
Wait a second. I want to play some, I want to hear what your characters are.
What my characters are?
Yeah.
For in the swimming pool?
There's some characters right now.
Well, he wanted me to play a kid, so I played a kid.
Yeah, so you had to play a kid.
Now I'm big old pedo.
Okay, so, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
What do you want?
What do you want her to
play?
I don't know, man. This game is like getting really complicated, man.
Okay. Do you...
Let's get another impression from that one broad. I mean, chick.
Yeah, I think... Well, what do you want to play? What do you want? You have to give her one on the spot.
Dead air.
Oh, I got a good one.
She had a pizza lady. What other interesting... I want to hear, first of all, like, more interesting projects that the guy does.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear another voice of the girl. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Interesting project. On Adult Swim, might as well, because I want to plug this. On Adult Swim, I'm doing the web series called Inertia for the NTSF SDSUV. The...
He's snoring and masturbating.
Oh, sorry, guys. You still there?
Wake
I'm
up.
Fucking yeah. knocked out right now.
Okay, thanks, caller. Awesome. Thanks. Well, what's... Okay,
He's snoring completely confused. All right,
well,
all
bye, caller.
We gotta let you go. Actually, it was... pretty good web series.
So
I don't think it was boring at all.
What was it? NTSF SUV?
I think that's pretty
NTSF SDSUV.
Oh, totally. I don't remember.
I think that's amazing. Are you in that show too?
No.
Oh.
She should be.
Are you really in that show? That's badass.
Yeah. I was in the show for season one, and then for season two, I did the web series.
Really?
Yeah.
Paul Scheer. Are you friends with Paul Scheer?
I am. He's a cool dude. Paul Scheer saw the Bukowski thing. He always chimes in and has seen something I've done recently. It's something that I didn't even think a lot of people saw. And he'd be the only, like, always the one to be like, hey, I saw that thing you did.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
He's a cool dude. Yeah, I love him. And that show is great. It's really funny. It's like a NCIS, like a fake NCIS, like a terrorism show. It's really funny.
Now,
NTSF SDSUV.
Yeah. Okay. It's a National Terrorism Strike Force. A San Diego sports utility video. Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, do you watch Breaking Bad at all?
I do.
I do.
Yeah, congratulations to Matt Jones, Badger, on the show.
Don't tell me. I haven't seen season 5 yet.
Oh,
No. I'm not giving away spoilers.
Oh, but congratulations for him to be a regular.
Yeah. He just booked the Office spinoff, The Farm. Yeah. Congratulations.
How did you meet Matt?
Through Ultimate Improv, dude. Back in the day when I first started doing comedy. Oh, you hear that?
The air conditioning went off.
The air conditioning went off. Yeah, when I first started doing comedy, I met him at Ultimate Improv. It was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
Are you waiting until Breaking Bad's over to see all of them?
Yeah, I can't. It's not on Netflix.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna wait.
Some of it is. A lot of it is.
Well, season 5.
Not the season that's
out
right
now. Yeah.
I will say that there's one or two... episodes that are very heavy Skyler episodes, which I haven't liked, but it's pretty. Mm-hmm. It's been a good season so far.
Did you see last season's finale?
No, amazing.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was great.
That was amazing with the head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's. I was working for this like TV podcasting called AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah,
and we did like a panel show with them, uh-huh. And so we watched the finale, and then we were all like we got to talk to them. Right after, got Bryan Cranston, you know, Aaron Paul. It was really awesome.
Wow.
Picture time. Now,
what about Google Me? What the heck is that about?
Oh, that was a sketch for Funny or Die.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Dude, I love the titles of your projects you've been in. Like, Charles Bukowski, the original monster mash, Google Me. Nothing's like normal. Like.
Well, most of those are sketches because, like, Funny or Die puts a lot of their sketches on IMDb. Can me and the broad take a photo?
Yeah, of course. You can do whatever you want. I mean, you are the star of
I am
the
not
show.
The star. Oh, no, I'm not the star. Oh, I feel like so weird posing for a picture.
Is your name like Giam, like G-U-I-L-L-A-M-E?
G-I-A-N. Giancarlo Molina.
Oh, Gian.
Gian.
Dude, do that.
Giancarlo Molina. Giancarlo.
That's awesome.
That's how I say my name.
Would you really move
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo.
Anything I can
the ladies love it. They love it.
Yes.
I like ladies. Yes. That's why I took a massage therapy.
Totally.
Really?
Like, yeah,
good massages.
I'm a certified massage therapist.
Yeah, I heard about his massages. You should give her a massage.
I would love to.
Okay, let's see this right now.
On air.
Yeah, on air.
On air massage.
What is hurting?
What's hurting?
What's hurting or what do you need relieved?
Always the shoulders and neck. I'm a desk job.
Man of all trades.
All right, sit one microphone over. And you're gonna talk into this mic. Scoot a little back. I'm gonna try and keep talking while I do this. It's a little tough. So Adam, interview me while I massage this beautiful lady.
Okay.
I'm gonna do this with one hand too.
Okay.
I don't wanna turn around.
Oh. You are the man.
I'm not like an other hand.
Do it with one
other hand.
Hand
is on Chicksters.
One hand here, one hand there.
All right,
do it.
All right, yeah. The other hand. Sorry. Yeah, go for it. There you go. So
you're a really, really good masseuse.
So tell me about random creepy guys.
Random creepy guys.
He's doing it too. He has the one hand. That's awesome.
He's using the other hand to stabilize.
This guy is the funniest dude. I love it. He's doesn't even have to try, and he's just like,
Know, what's funny is that I made a guy fall asleep. A guy who really wanted to jerk off, I made him fall asleep.
Yeah, you did do that today.
So there you go. The picture's not going to look great. The picture's going to look weird.
It's going to look like you're forcing me to do something else. Don't kill me.
This is like becoming like a porn.
Is it?
I don't know. I think this is how most porns start out.
I'm like, all right, so just you're feeling some tension right there. And then, she's naked.
Yep.
Wait to YouTube.
My favorite porn that I ever saw was it's like the guy has the camera and he keeps telling the woman to put her clothes back on and go upstairs.
We're getting a phone call, guys. Hello?
Guys?
It's the same guy.
No, listen, I'm not laughing anymore. I actually feel really bad that first of all, I'm interrupting a porn story I was going to say broad right now, but I'm going to say that the young lady was about to talk right now. But listen, guys, I just really want to apologize for calling in. I mean, I just had a bad day, you know, and feeling a little down on myself. And I just felt, you know, laughing at you guys and making fun of you guys and calling the chick abroad is just a way to make myself feel better. And you know what? I'm really sorry.
Well, it's everything's okay. Why was your day so bad though?
No,
that's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, that's really none of you guys' business.
It's not. It's not our business.
You're right.
Really sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Making light of your impressions, you know, that I got to admit, they're better than any impression that I could have ever done. I've never been able to do an impression.
You know, a lot of people in SNL also don't do really good impressions, so.
The guy still annoys me a little bit. But
I annoy myself a little bit. Don't worry.
I'm going to apologize for saying that because it's just, I'm just projecting, guys.
It's all good, man.
Adam.
Yes.
You have a great show. And I'm sorry to call in and mess it up.
No problem. Please keep calling.
Happy belated birthday. I understand you had a birthday.
Yeah, I did.
Good weekend.
Thank you. What is your name?
I'm embarrassed to say, Adam.
Do I know you?
I'm just going to let you guys go because I'm starting to lose it right now.
I'm starting to think I know this guy. It sounds really too familiar.
You know, I really want to apologize to you for being a shitty guest, a caller. You know, you're going to stick with me for all, like, next week. All of next month, maybe. Because you were the one I lost. You were the fan I couldn't make. And that sucks.
You have
so now
nailed I just, your fans.
I just, like, massaged a beautiful, married, then divorced, now in a long-term relationship woman who just drank some water. And I was super overjoyed. And now the fact that you can't call in to apologize, and I still annoyed you, even in your moment of vulnerability, I apologize.
Caller?
Caller's gone.
Okay, caller's gone.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Apologize.
So, I'm sorry, guys. I know there's the last couple minutes of the show, and I'm going to hang up, and I'm sorry.
No problem. All right, bye. Thanks. You're okay. So, guys, he made sorry, but it's the last 3 minutes of the show, and I just want to tell you guys about my day. So, in the morning, I woke up, and I realized that you can't always be miserable, and you can't always be happy. You kind of just kind of go through a day, even if you are one of the two, and you just make it happen. And I made it happen because I was thinking I got so excited about doing the radio show tonight.
Yeah.
But I made it happen. And so, yeah, so then I ate breakfast. I stopped off the bus. I ate breakfast. Sat next to this lady. It sounded like the pizza lady. And then I kept going about my day.
Nice, bro. That
was nice. And then I got a phone call from my friend Vince. And Vince kind of made fun of the situation that happened last night, because last night, me and Vince got some, we got some pizza, and we laughed about his podcast, and we talked for 37 minutes about, you know, my happy. So I then got a phone call, and I went off the bus. I had a meeting, and oh my gosh! And I play in this movie a character who's kind of like Rain Man, but he's this is kind of the script what I just did. All right, so it's been a great honor. I haven't heard you guys speak for a while. What's going on here?
We were listening to your day.
Oh yeah. What happened?
Someone said that was a very good story.
What did he say?
He said you're fucking weird, Adam.
Or just it's weird.
Or it's weird.
Turn your mic on at the wrong time.
What happened? Turn your mic on at the wrong time.
Oh.
Ooh.
So those are the coolest stuff. So that's Gian, everybody. Gian Molina. Follow him on Twitter, Facebook. Gian, you're the man. I've never been this excited, like, dude, on a show.
Dude,
like,
I'd love to go back.
You have no idea where my mind was. So I love you, man.
I know where your mind
was. Thank
you
very
much. I was here, dude. It was all good. I loved it.
Thank you for being my guest, brother.
I will be your guest again soon.
Follow Gian Molina, please, everybody.
And
Facebook, Twitter him. Look him up. He's amazing. And also the wonderful... beautiful Mary.
Thank you.
Yes, so, the beautiful Mary.
We'll see you soon. Any last final thoughts?
Oh, I got one. If you guys are fans of Mary here, starting next Tuesday from 9 to 10, tune in to hear our awesome radio show where we talk about how cool weed is.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Thanks, Gian. Love you.
Love
Adam-O
you,
Podcast.
Too. Adam-O.
Adam-O.
Adam-O, let it rain, let it snow, here we go, start the show, breakfast light, take a bite, make it right, spaghetti, oh, no, wait till lunch, crunch my cereal bunch, Adam-O, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, breakfast show.
Want to hear some new music? Tune in to Piñata Hour every Wednesday from 7 to 9.